I believe so.
So I just wondered what it was that you're actually doing on the podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, I do different podcasts. Basically, which one did I sign up for?
You signed up for the inspirational. I did the same. I clicked like three different categories, and this is actually inspirational talk.
Oh, okay. So, would you like to talk about?
I don't know. The reason why I've got into this podcast thing was I was thinking along the lines of I was trying to get people like inspired into that are in crypto already, which is cryptocurrencies, just to inspire them a little bit and maybe look at things from different angles, like maybe get like a little think tank thing, think tank brainstorming going on with as regards to just keeping people in the space and giving them, different ways of looking at the whole crypto space in a way.
Okay. Well, I don't know much about it, so I'm anxious to hear.
I mean, as I'm talking to you now, I'm still like, I'm really new to this, like, this podcast thing. So I just wondered what happens with it. I can see it's recording. I think it, from the last guy I spoke to, it like puts it into 15 minute, up to 15 minute sets. Is that correct?
Yes, I think it depends on all the different types of podcasts.
All right. When this records now, what do you actually do with your, where does it go from here with your actual podcast itself?
Yes, I guess it depends on what you're talking about, and you just talk on whatever it is you're talking about.
Right. So
Most of my
just like,
podcasts.
yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. No, sorry. I should have let you finish. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, I think depending on what you're talking about, I mean, like I'm inspired by the podcast things, this app itself, and was trying to figure a way out of maybe, which mic to use or just, I think what would be cool if a lot more people, especially in cities, actually use the podcast because I think A, it kills traffic jams, educates us a little bit more, and
Yeah, I mean it's a wonderful tool to get your point across, or at least try and change maybe one person, or if not change, just get your point across. And like for me, I basically just speak on different subjects that are current
What kind of
or
stuff?
relevant.
What?
Well, I mean I speak on LGBT issues and hate crime and
Oh,
just everyday life issues that,
speaking of hate crime, there was an incident which fired up over the internet yesterday with it. But this is in England. They call him a right wing, whatever. His name's Tommy Robinson. He's probably well known all over the place, like Alex Jones and people like this. He was covering a real sensitive issue, being these grooming gangs, like, and to be honest, I think. How I see it when I look at the social media point of view, especially like the likes of Facebook and all these social media platforms, is people are too frightened to come out and say anything. Maybe they're in a job that ties them. It's almost if people just can't say what they think, and it's. I find it a bit disturbing, a lot of it. I mean, I get it to some extent where, if something you're going to come out and say because, might have an impact. I get it if it's going to cause, issues after that what that topic of whatever you're talking about. But I just feel like with this place, I just think England's just losing its values. I'm starting to feel claustrophobic on this island. I was born in England and I've lived in England all my life, but now I just worry for the kids. And
is it because they talk too much, or because they hate too much, or what?
No, I think the media is a lot to blame for it, and you know they'll they just twist and manipulate the people. They actually cause racial tension between
communities. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that. But
do you think it's because they're showing it too much, or is it happening really as much as it's shown?
One that I found really disturbing was some kids are taking a walk. I don't know the full story, so I'll give you the brief on it.
Okay.
Basically, these kids have been hit by a car, and I think the driver was of Asian ethnic. And what the police, it's actually disturbing. It's actually on the, there's actually a link on social media sites anyway, actually interviewing the parents of she lost two of her boys, and the police covered up a lot of stuff. So how can you have faith in your government when this is clearly going on? To me, there's no doubt in my mind that what this woman's gone through is disturbing, you know.
Is it because they were gay, or because they were a certain race? Or
yeah, I think with what's been going on globally with Paris, London, Manchester, which is where I am, where we had a kiddies event where there was an explosion there. But I think with the driving incidents where they've actually rammed into people, I think this one in particular with this lady, when she hired her own team to look at all the evidence, it was clear as day that the police was covering this story up as an accident, when it was actually clearly not the case. Anyone that was to look at it maybe see it differently, I don't know, but that's just how I personally seen this particular.
Do you think they were covering it up because they don't want to look bad for the rest of the country, or they just don't want to look bad for their city? Because sometimes, do you find that people will cover up things so their country doesn't look bad, or is it just a racial cover-up?
I think maybe a bit of both. I think there's a bit of truth to it both, but to be honest with you, when I, over the last 2 years, when I look at it, the bigger picture, I really do not know what is going on when I look at it like this. From a global stance, I really anything goes. Nothing shocks me. You know, whether it be the government covering whatever up, or I think the problem lies with the government straight up.
I mean, I think that's all countries.
All
I think
countries
have,
yeah,
issues with the government, and there's no safe place that is perfect when it comes to their government. I know that there's been a lot of talk about how England has. And I don't know, because I've never been to England, so I can only speak on what I hear.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And I've never been to England again, so I don't know. But some people say it's because you guys let foreigners in.
Yeah.
And that's why your country has become what it is.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
And since you guys allow all these people from other countries to come in, whether it be refugee or people just from other countries come in and they have their own beliefs and their own ways of handling things. Some is their fault, some is not. Some is just their cultures and their way of living in other countries.
I'm all for mixed cultures, you know, don't get me wrong, but if I go to a country, you go there in their country. So when I go to the US, I mean, I've been to Alaska, Orlando, Denver, LA, you know, I love the US, and I think, you know, each state is like its own little country. I mean, the people, you know, they're very territorial, is how I see it over there. And, you know,
yes.
The US has its issues as well. But
Oh, yes.
I think on the scale of things, when you look at the size of England in comparison to the size of the US, you could really say, this place is This place is like, it just feels like it's ruined in a way. It's not what I grew up as a kid knowing, you know.
Right. And that's been, unfortunately, because of that, it has made, like, the government that's in charge now, Trump.
Yeah.
He bases a lot of his beliefs upon, and I can't say 100% that that's true, but he bases a lot of his beliefs on this wall because of that.
Yeah.
And me personally, I don't think a wall is going to cure anything, because if you know anything about what's his name? Oh my goodness, I forgot his name. He dug a hole underground and got out of the prison.
All right, Blaskovar, is it? No?
Yes. So I don't think a wall is going to really stop anything. So I think he's misguided in some areas because, listen, let's face this. Mexico is not the only place that brings drugs into the United States. So I think that's a big mishap. And I think that money could be spent on other things that United States are lacking. You know, one thing I noticed about people from London, they are very well educated. And well, I could be wrong.
Yeah. That's what I've
seen some people that I met that have, like, they could speak three different languages. I mean, I have had enough time speaking too, but I'm just saying that they're very well educated, no matter where they're from. But I do agree that if you come to another country, you should respect their rules and their laws, period, point blank.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to England or Africa or Afghanistan and disrespect their rules. I'm going to follow the rules while I'm there. You know, we have this old saying, "In and Rome, do as the Romans do."
So I understand
where you're coming from.
Yeah, great.
I don't understand, though, the whole philosophy on building a wall, but I do understand where you're coming from. I do understand that when someone comes to your country, they are to act in accordance to your country's beliefs, period. When you go back home, you do whatever you do at home in your country. But when you come to visit a country, I do believe that you should follow the rules of that country. Otherwise, if you don't like it, you don't go there.
Exactly. And it's same when you scale things down. If you're a guest in my home and I'm a guest in your home, you might have the rules where you take your shoes off at the door and that's all.
Right. And if you don't want to do that, then you don't go to that person's home, right?
Yes, straight up. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I'm exact same way. Like, I have a rule. My guests come over, they take their shoes off. Those who don't like that rule, even like my mother, she doesn't like that rule. So now statues are just not come, but now she brings her own special stuff.